You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Paul Tepeti of Poker Face, who's here to talk about Freedom Palooza 3. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Brother Dave, always a pleasure.
Yes, it is, my friend. This is Freedom Palooza 3. Of course, I remember as clear as day Freedom Palooza 2 and Freedom Palooza 1. There were some issues that occurred with both of those weather-wise, pretty severe storms. I don't know what they call that, a Derrico or a Derrico, but it had
a deluge.
Yeah, something like that. Now, Freedom Palooza 3 begins on July 4th in the evening, and it goes till the 6th. And there have been some happenings that have occurred recently. We're going to get into that. But for the benefit of the listeners, let's just let them know who you are and what is Poker Face.
Poker Face is a band I started in 89, a year out of college. Graduated from Bloomsburg University, which is a Pennsylvania state system university. There's, I think, 13 of them. Moved to Allentown with the band. I was doing covers, and after a few months of being down there doing covers, I just got sick of the cover routine. Moved down to Allentown to work with people that wanted to do original music, and I put a band together in 89 called Poker Face, but we were doing pop love, boy girl, bubblegum kind of music. We wanted to be the next Beatles, but God had a different route for me. So it was the 1 year anniversary of Waco in 1994, April 19th, that the first song that was political came out of me called America. It appeared on our second disc called Next, and if you were to buy Next, it would be like two different bands on the same disc, because half of the songs are more of that bubblegum pop love rock, and then the lyrics take a 180 degree turn to speaking out about the abuses of our government. And we started in 94 and we haven't looked back. We have a sixth disc coming out now. Along the way, we've done hundreds of shows supporting our rights, our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, states' rights. We're speakers at anti-illegal immigration rallies, criminal illegal aliens that are in our country that the communists are trying to normalize as United States citizens. Being half Mexican, I love Mexicans, but I want them back across the border in their own country. I really don't need the southwest of my country turned into a Mexica. Same thing with northern Mexico. I don't need Americans going down there and turning that into like northern America. The New World Order is basically one where they're trying to create one cesspool for humanity, all one color, all one language. They're the haters of difference. They're the haters of uniqueness. They're the haters of, you know, our individuality. And on the global plantation, there'll be only one color of the slave and one color of the elite Jew running it. Every Jew a king, every goy a slave. Their words, not mine. So in the process, in the last few years, we put together this thing called Freedom Palooza, where we like to take it nationally and tour around the country, where we come into your town and leave you a little freer, a little smarter, and hopefully with some tools to get you off the grid. The grid is a grid of dependency. Most of the grid is owned by the Jews. So the freer we can get off of that, the more that we can do for ourselves, grow our own food, tap our own water, make our own energy, the better it is for humanity. So Freedom Palooza is an attempt to gather some great speakers that have been abused by the PR groups of the Jews, of the SPLC and ADL, as well as provide a platform for truth that doesn't get heard on the mainstream news. Freedom Palooza is now in its third year. You can go to freedompalooza.com. It's P-A-L-O-O-Z-A, Palooza, one word, freedompalooza.com. It starts on the evening of the 4th, so you can go visit your friends and your family and do your normal partying with them. But as the evening comes, bring your tent, bring some wood, bring some cardboard. We're going to be throwing a big bonfire every night. On the 4th, we'll start at 7 p.m. with some music, with a couple speakers, a couple bands, and then the party kicks in earnest on Friday and Saturday, starting at 12 noon at Friday and ending at 10 p.m. on Saturday.
Now, you mentioned the ADL and the SPLC, and of course, those two organizations play prominently in this year's Freedom Palooza Festival. Why don't you let the listeners know why that is?
Well, they're parasitical groups that really hate America and Americans and freedoms, and they attack the groups that are basically the ones whose ideology founded this country. They represent communists. They are communists. I think it was Rabbi Isaac Weiss who said, "Some call it communism, I call it Judaism." So let's give credit where credit is due. Abe Foxman is a Soviet-born Jew. He's not a lover of freedom, man, and he's there to basically shut down the free speech of anybody that talks the truth about Israel, Israeli crimes and criminals, the bankers, the truth about the Holocaust. Abe, anytime you want to debate, I'd be more than happy to put my little team together and debate your lying ass. It's time to destroy your Holocaust myth once and for all. It's time to free Western civilization, because with the myth of the Holocaust and the anti-Holocaust laws on the books of 14 nations in Western civilization, you got to go. It's time to kill the myth, because you're killing freedom and you're killing individuality around the world. It's okay to have your own opinion, but in today's USSA, you can't, because the Jew mafias of the ADL and SPLC try to beat down the nails that pop up to say, you know what, I've investigated this and I formed my own opinion on this, and it's an educated and an informed opinion. If you're going to call me names, I guess I'm going to have to get to the point where I can get enough money and we're going to sue your ass and try to put a class action suit of all the people that you've harmed and damaged and careers who you've been blacklisted and characters you've impugned. The same goes for Mark Potok and more sleaze D's. I mean, you guys got to go. You know, there's places in this world you can go to, just not here in America.
It's funny because we know what you're saying, but for the people who are listening who don't know what you know, what I know, what many other people know, hopefully it's many, but here you're talking about something and the people who aren't aware of it would be like, oh geez, what's this guy talking about? He's talking about Jews and this and that. And the funny thing is it's all true, but if you're not knowledgeable of this stuff, you really would have no clue about the background, about what you're saying. All this is actually true. What happened was that the Holocaust played a big part in Freedom Palooza 3.
Exactly.
So tell the listeners about how that happened. I mean, the Holocaust, that's over 70 years ago.
It's an old issue. I mean, I've been holocausted to death with every movie and television show that utters its name and Nazis, evil Nazis. Like, dude, when are we going to start talking about evil commies and Bolsheviks, man? I mean, they murdered 100 million white, mainly Christian. Freedom Palooza was basically a gathering of pro-gun people. I had people talking about 9/11. I had people talking about the sheriff's office. I had people talking about being oath keepers. But what I found out is that there's groups within the Freedom Patriot community that aren't really about freedom and patriotism. It's about, you know, kneeling at the altar of the Holocaustianity and basically kissing A. Foxman's toes so that they can continue to collect their shekels like good goyim. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America had contacted me about my view on the Holocaust, and it's like, I didn't know that, you know, to be a speaker at Freedom Palooza, you had to be a believer or not a believer. It's like, I didn't ask you your opinion on Christ, and I didn't say, like, you know, are you Satanist? Those things don't matter to me because Pokerface pushes an 80% solution, where you and I don't have to agree on 0 to 20%, but there's 80% that we're all getting screwed by the Jews. So let's come together and let's fight these bastards. So Larry Pratt was the first one to contact me, and I found out that he was contacted by some douchebag on the Free Republic page, which is not free. It's a controlled opposition group run by Trotskyites. Some guy there asked Larry Pratt, he's like, oh, please tell me that you're not speaking at some Holocaust deniers event. It's like, I believe in creation. I know there's a lot of people that don't believe in creationism. I can debate anybody on it and destroy your myth of the evolution, but that's another story for another day. But I have an opinion, and because my opinion differs from what the orthodoxy is of the ADL and SPLC on this historical time period, you get to be classified as subhuman. I didn't know that all of my activity for being pro-America first, being pro-Americanite and an anti-Satanite, they like to call you names like anti-Semite. What the hell does that even mean? You're not even a Semite yourself, A. Foxman. You're Khazar. You're Japhethite.
Right.
So, you know, they use these terms. It's like, why don't you just be honest and say, like, I'm anti-Jewish. Well, I'm actually anti-Judaism because from that filth book comes all the evils that have befallen mankind. The Menshevism, the Bolshevism, the Marxism, the Communism, the Jacobism, the Feminism, the Progressivism. All these isms have all come from that Talmudic, Kabbalistic ideology that we call Judaism today. Yesteryear's Phariseeism that Christ railed against. Christ called these people the children of the devil. How do they now become the image of the Israelites? You know, it's like, dude, they don't even call themselves Israelites in Israel. They call themselves Israelis. Did they lose the T also along the way and they're like 2,000 years being lost? Like, come on. Anyway, getting back to Freedom Palooza, the Jews made Larry Pratt bow on the altar of the Holocaustianity. And then the next one on the list was the Oath Keepers, and they too bowed on the altar of Holocaustianity. And then Stuart Rhodes then went and attacked another speaker of mine, Sheriff Jeff Christopher, made him bow. The party wasn't about the Holocaust, but you know what? Maybe I'll bring some people now into the party to talk about the Holocaust, because if it's such a near and dear issue to them, maybe we need to expose it. Okay, the Holocaust is used as a legitimacy for Israel. Dude, there's already homeland for Yiddish-speaking Jews. It's called Borodzaban, and it's on eastern Russia, right above China. It's the size of Switzerland. They need to all go back home. That's your homeland, dudes, okay? Not Palestine, all right? The transfer agreement only moved 50,000 of you German Jews into Palestine, but it wasn't enough for critical mass. So the Zionist Jews put the rest of the Jews into work camps to make their lives uncomfortable until they wanted to move to the deserts of Palestine.
Right.
And you know what? Many of your cousins and your relatives are still alive. You just have stopped looking for them because you believe the lies of your Zionist leadership that they were gassed and they were ovened. It's like, dude, Hitler didn't have the fuel to burn bodies. You know how many bodies, 6 million, and how much fuel is needed for that? That meant 6 million number?
They'd still be burning today.
They'd still be burning them today. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a joke.
The Holocaust has got to die, okay? Otherwise, free speech in America and the world dies. And you know what? Free speech to me is more important than your myth. You debate Christ to death, down to, like, whether Christ was gay or whether Christ existed. You guys are the deniers, except, you know, I don't ask you whether you believe in Christ or not. I would love for every newspaper reporter that comes and asks me about the Holocaust, like, why don't you go back and ask good old Abe whether he believes in Christ? And if he denies Christ, then, you know what? I really don't give a damn whether I believe or don't believe in something. Who are you to tell me? You know, it's an affront to my Americanism that you're trying to tell me to have my own viewpoint, or, you know, to tell me what my opinion is on something. It's time Americans that have been abused by these, excuse me, assholes. You can cut that out.
No, I'm not going to cut that out.
It's time to tell these assholes, freedom for all, not just for you, okay? Freedom of speech means freedom of speech. There's no such thing as hate speech. Okay, as long as my words aren't endangering you, like in this moment, like calling fire in a packed auditorium, then my words, you don't have to like them. Don't listen to them. All right.
Yeah.
I'm here to represent America. I'm here to stand up for the rights. I'm here to stand up for the voiceless, the ones that you cower, even the Larry Pratt and the Stuart Rhodes, who you've cowered. All right. It's like I didn't ask both of them whether they believed in Christ or not. Why would I? Okay, especially with the 80-20% solution, man. I don't really care whether you're an atheist, but the other 80%, we're still getting screwed by the Jew. Okay? Let's come together. It's time we set aside our differences. Otherwise, the Jews are going to continue to divide and conquer us on our smallnesses and differences. All right? Be Americans without a hyphen. And that's what this party celebrates, your Americanism. It's put on the 4th of July. It's 3 days of camping. It's 3 days of speakers, 3 days of bands, 3 days of bonfires. It's a place where patriots can come together and get to know each other in the flesh and become friends.
And it actually works, because I've made friends from that event. So exactly. That is a fact. And it's funny because you said maybe we should start talking about the Holocaust. And I told you, I think yesterday, that 2 months ago, that's what I was going to talk about before all this Holocaust stuff erupted.
Well, you know what, Dave? I think you really need to focus on it at the party and explain why you're focusing on it at the party. It's going to be live streamed, so like tell the world why. The last thing the douchebags like A. Foxman and Morris Lee's D's wants is the truth about the Holocaust being out there. They keep telling them that the final solution was we killed all these Jews. Dude, they were smart. They were a workforce. Hitler used them. All the camps were along the railway systems. Why? Because they made products for the war effort. And then if the non-Zionists wanted to go to Palestine, well, then he got shipped first east and then south through Cyprus and Greece on their way into Palestine. Okay? So wake up, Jews. You've been used constantly. Your leadership does not love you. They could care less about you, but you're good for a photo op moment. Okay?
It's so true. And that editor's roundtable we did last night was great, because
that was awesome, man.
Yeah, it really was great. And I think the reason that it was so successful was because it seemed like all of us had reached the point of being disgusted, like you are today, and like I've been for a while, and you've been for a while. But I mean, we just verbally let it out and say, you know what, enough of this stuff, enough of the Holocaust, enough of the Jews, stop whining. This is America. You know, we were talking about how, geez, maybe Sheriff Christopher didn't know a lot about the Holocaust. Who cares? This is a 4th of July. And here we are celebrating our independence
and cowering to the Jew.
I'm not cowering to the Jew. You're not cowering to the Jew. It's about time people wake up. Stop cowering. Wake up. Open your brain. See what it is that we're talking about. Check out Freedom Palooza.
Look, man, I was trying to say last night, maybe I didn't get a point across. When I said I'm a nobody, I'm a little guy, man. I don't have money like some of these powerful groups. But you're not going to tell me how to think. And you're not going to tell the rest of America how to think. And your 70-year-old myth has got to die. And it's going to die because you have oversaturated. You have beaten it to a dead pulp. And people like Deborah Lipshit, man, where she wants to make, you know, anybody who denies the Holocaust like a pariah to the global community. It's like, you know, chick. And I keep telling my friendly Jews that I know, it's like, dude, you guys are either better speak up, man, and start exposing the criminals in your peoples and stop this nonsense. Otherwise, there's going to be a blowback against you for real, for the first time this time, okay? And there's going to be a lot of innocent Jews that are going to suffer because of your leadership. And your leadership has let us know, both the rabbi and the secular, how much they hate the white race and how they want this to be the last generation of white people. And me as a white American, I take this as a personal affront, and I'm going to like do everything I can to let everybody know how much you hate them, even though you keep telling me I'm the hater. Yeah, I hate your evil. I hate your arrogance. You know, I hate your control of my government, my media, the ambassadors. You know, most of the ambassadors that are around the world are Jews, Dave.
That's a surprise.
It shouldn't be a surprise, but I mean, I'm sure that that's not like widely...
As far as me knowing that fact, no. I mean, I've, of course, seen their names and their faces. However, just the fact that usually, somehow, they have worked themselves into the gatekeeper positions is something that I meant that's a surprise.
Right. And the thing is most people don't know that. You know, let's bring true diversity. I mean, the Jews have been so good at pushing this diversity bullshit. Excuse me. And why is there up to 6 out of 9 of the Supreme Court justices Jews? There shouldn't be one Jew on the Supreme Court.
Statistically, no.
2% of the population. So maybe on the Federal Appeals Court, if there's over 100 judges, maybe 2 of them should be. Okay, but 6 out of 9 Supreme Court justices? And you expect the American way to continue when we have these Bolsheviks, you know, deciding Americanism? They got to go. Same thing with ambassadors. There should be like 2% Jewish ambassadors, 2% Jewish judges, 2% representatives and senators. Okay? Let's bring true cultural diversity like the Jew wants.
Like the Jew brought affirmative action.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. They've been pushing it, so let's push back. Let's really demand. Let the society be representative of what's in our government. Since Jews make up 2%, well, guess what? All of your judgeships got to go, okay? All your ambassadorships, they got to go too. 13% in the House and 10% in the Senate? Yeah, well, that's got to go down to 2% because, you know, we really need diversity and equality and representation of all the rights and colors out there. So it's time to destroy the control of the Jew in this country. Otherwise, America's done. We might as well call ourselves the USA or the USS of A because we sure as hell aren't America as our forefathers founded it. And that's what I'm fighting for. Our forefathers' vision, not the Jewish vision.
Right. I was going to say we're the United States of Israel.
That's another good one, man. Or the Department of Homeland Security, because it sure as hell is the Department of Homeland Security of America.
The NSA, too. I mean, that's been American Free Press this week.
Yeah, man. You guys just continually post the information that, you know, needs to be seen and heard before anybody else.
Yeah, Victor Thorne's article, The NSA Made in Israel.
Because it's true. I mean, I'm laughing at it because otherwise, you know, the anger just like builds up. So it's like you got to laugh at some stuff.
I know. I'm looking forward to seeing you, my friend, next week. And thank you for putting this on again, because after last year, I didn't know if we were going to have another one. But this is perfect because here it is getting attacked by no less than the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Two Chavez Goy groups of the GOA and the Oath Keepers, and then one sane and patriot group calling themselves the Freedom Fighter Network. It's like, no, you're a Jew saying it, and everything on your site is, it's the Muslims, it's the Sharia law, it's the burqa. Like, dude, shut up.
I know, those emails go around. The Muslims have taken over the White House, all that nonsense. Like,
really? I thought Obama was 3/4 Jew, 1/4 Negro, man. All he's doing is attacking Muslim countries. I mean, I thought he was a Muslim, right?
I know.
You don't attack your brothers, but he's doing everything for Israel, so come on.
And he got reelected twice. Or he got elected twice. Yeah,
yeah, he got selected twice. Thank you.
Unbelievable. Paul Tepeti of Poker Face of Freedom Palooza. Thanks, Paul, for taking the time out explaining all this to the listeners. And I told you this before, I'm really looking forward to Freedom Palooza, the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And how much is it, Paul? Did you say that before?
No, it's $30 for the whole weekend, $15 each day. It includes parking, it includes camping. It's a family event. We do allow canned beer and boxed wine, but no bottles and no hard liquor because we don't need anybody getting out of their mind. I mean, patriots don't do that. It's like it's a gathering of exchange of information, of ideas, of friendship. You don't really need to be drunk off your butt and doing stupid things. If you do, we'll just kick you out. You know, we don't need your irresponsibility to dampen anybody else's fun time. So come there as a responsible adult and we'll treat you like a responsible adult, which means we'll treat you like an American. We won't violate your rights. We won't damage your property and we'll embrace you as an American. You know, we don't care what color you are, gay, straight, you know, whatever, different. with the passage, what was it, the Supreme Court with the gays, where basically the Marriage Defense Act was, you know, thrown away with. So I guess two guys and a girl can get married now, or three guys and a goat can get married now. And we don't care. Just don't try to shove it down our throats or teach it in the schools to my children. We'll get along fine. You know, keep your uniqueness to yourself sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, don't worry. They will. They'll be teaching that in school soon. You know it, because they control the educational system. All right, Paul. Thanks, man. I know you got to get out of here, but thanks, and we'll see you on Thursday.
All right, brother.
All right,
be safe.
All right, you too.